Well, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade, brought to you by Procter & Gamble. But first, let's go visiting in Louisville, Kentucky. Yes, today we call on Mrs. Louisa Phelps in the Bluegrass region. Now, Mrs. Phelps' children are grown up and away from home, but that doesn't mean she's slacking up on her cooking and baking. No, ma'am. She's always baking cakes for church dinners and parties. And since she took part in a recent nationwide test of the new SureMix Crisco, well, she writes her cakes are more in demand than ever.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Allen. One morning, a lady came to my door and asked me to compare a new kind of shortening with my usual shortening for cakes. So I used that new kind of shortening in the cake I was baking for a church dinner, but I never dreamed it would be so much different from my regular shortening.
Well, just how was it different?
Why, it gave me a much smoother cake batter, and I was just tickled pink with all the compliments folks paid me on that cake. They said it was lighter and smoother in texture than any cake I'd ever made. Now I wouldn't use any other shortening but new Crisco for my cakes.
And ladies, once you change to the new Crisco, you won't use any other shortening either. Why, hundreds of families just like yours made that nationwide independent test. Crisco was compared to every favorite shortening used in their homes. And when those families chose the cakes they liked best, the vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. And with good reason, because Crisco is different. It's the result of a special patented process that brings you three exclusive advantages. One, lighter cakes. Two, smoother textured cakes. Three, better eating cakes. Better eating cakes than you can make with any other home shortening we know of. So make your cakes Crisco cakes. And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new SureMix Crisco. Well, sir, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook are in the living room as we join them at the small house halfway up in the next block now, and the former is standing beside the library table removing his overcoat. He's just this moment arrived home from the office, and he's saying zestfully,
"This is the kind of weather that puts pep in a guy.
Getting colder out?
Much. Atmosphere is charged with icy invigoration.
How's your sniffles?
I haven't sniffled a sniffle since the sniffle you heard me sniffle this noon.
Sniffles is sickness warning.
My sniffle was a false alarm. I never felt better in my life. We get any mail?
None to speak of. Circular from Yamilton's advertised the wash rag sale, and the gas bill was all. Say, I saw Edna Gritch in the grocery store today.
How's Edna?
Fine. Had quite a bit to say about Myrtle Guller and her man. I guess they're not getting along. According to Edna, Myrtle throws it up to him. He can't read and write. She always was kind of a sharp-talking woman.
I hear the patter of tiny feet.
Rush.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't come in here, please. I'm taking a bath.
Okay.
You'd think Myrtle's man had learned to read and write. He's bright enough. Edna was saying she thinks he really can read and write, but just don't let on. Funny way to do.
Yeah. Now, take me, for instance. I can play tunes on the pipe organ blindfolded, but I keep my talent a secret because if it ever got out to the public, they'd demand
look
me.
Look what I got.
What is it?
Hot soup.
Where'd you get it?
Miss Brayton. Here, Gov.
For me?
Here's a bowl of hot soup for your papa, and I hope he feels better soon.
Miss Brayton say that?
What's the idea, pray?
Oh, my.
I was walking along the alley on my way home from school, and Miss Brayton stuck her head out the kitchen door. And
I happened to mention to her this afternoon you acted like you were working up a cold.
So I get hot soup, huh?
She's worse than Miss Donahue with her hot soup.
Miss Donahue waltzes over with hot soup before a guy can jump in his nightgown.
What did Miss Brighton say when she gave you this?
Here's a bowl of hot soup for your papa, and I hope he feels better soon.
Oh, my.
I bet you told her your poor old husband was suffering the agonies.
I never neither. I just barely mentioned you and your sniffle. She asked how we were all feeling, and just more to make talk than anything else, I said you'd sniffled a couple times this noon and hoped you weren't working up a cold, because sniffles is generally a warning. That's all I said.
Well, anyway, I'm ahead of snort of hot soup.
People are running this hot soup business in the ground. All in the world, I told Miss Brighton, was that you had sniffled a couple times.
Balloon ascension, old horse blanket. Trot to the pantry and fetch your father a tablespoon. I will sample Ma Brighton's hot soup.
Okay.
Running this hot soup business in the ground, people are. Why, goodness, this keep up.
Don't worry. Pretty soon.
Kitchen doorbell's ringing.
Go see who it is, Rush.
I might be wanted on the phone here.
Well, answer the phone then.
Okay. In all likelihood, it's Bluetooth Johnson or Milton Welch.
Might possibly be Leland Richards.
Yes, indeed. Might possibly be Leland Richards. Hello? Hello, Miss Dumbottom.
All right.
Just fine, thanks.
All right.
Yes, getting much colder. I noticed that
Give me that.
Miss Dumbottom.
Give me that and go see who's at the back door.
I'm connecting you with my mother, Miss Dumbottom.
Goodness.
Civilization has sunk pretty low when it comes...
Go see who's at that back door. Yes, lady. Why, all right, why? No. Where'd you hear that? Really? Well, forevermore. She heard you were sick.
Hey, hey.
Miss Beeman, huh? Well, did she say... Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Funny. Yeah. Well, he's sitting here feeling fine. Yeah. Strange the stuff that gets around. Uh-huh. Well, thanks for calling, Ruthie. You bet. All right. All right, lady. Goodbye. How you account for that?
Who gave her the cheerful information I was ill?
Miss Beeman.
I don't think Miss Beeman and myself have ever had the pleasure of an introduction.
Resides over on West Elm Street. Can't imagine how she'd ever hear anything concerning you.
Listen to what Walter's saying.
Hot soup?
Uh-huh.
Not more hot soup?
Yes, sir.
Hey, now.
I'm a very lucky boy to have
Who's
such solicitous...
Who's at the door? Is that soup for Gov?
Yeah.
Where'd she hear he was sick?
She didn't. She saw me coming along the alley carrying a bowl of soup and figured out Gov was sick. Somebody must be sick. Otherwise, why the hot soup? It can't be Rush, because there he is walking along the alley hale and hearty. It can't be Sade, because I saw her this afternoon and she was feeling fine. Must be Vic. Okay, I'll waltz to the kitchen stove and slop him up some hot soup. Gov, here's some hot soup.
Hey, thanks.
People mean well doing this kind of trash, but a person gets a little tired.
A double one's ringing. Russell Duncan, no doubt.
Wish I had a tablespoon.
I'll get you one directly, Gov. Hello? Hello, Miss Edel.
She heard I kicked the bucket.
Feeling great, Miss Edel.
All right.
And yourself? Uh-huh.
All right, Rush.
Well, she's right here handy. One second, Miss Edel. Miss Edel.
Bring Papa a tablespoon, Lake Trout.
Okay.
Hello there. Just dandy. Miss Heddles, did you hear that, too?
Kitchen doorbell is ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who told her? Oh. Oh, uh-huh. Miss Heddles, he's healthy as can be. Yeah. No, here's the thing. Early this afternoon, I was chatting with Miss Brighton, and just more to make talky-talk than anything else, I said my husband had sniffled at the dinner table, and I was afraid maybe he might be working up a cold. Now, that's all I said and all in the world I said. Gollies, yes. I'll say. Well, thanks for calling, Miss Heddles. Yes. You bet. All right. Goodbye.
Did she hear I kicked the bucket?
Heard you were sick. Miss Trogle told her. Seems Miss Trogle talked with Miss Oglethorpe, and Miss Oglethorpe said... He didn't say...
Hot soup.
No.
Hot soup, friend.
Oh, my...
The hot soup pumps are primed. I can expect to be inundated in hot...
Mr. Sludge, Miss Harris sent him over. Gov, may I present you with a bowl of hot soup?
Sure. Makes my third hot soup. Did you bring a tablespoon?
No.
Well, presently I will have cold soup.
I'll go get you a tablespoon.
Wait, what did Mr. Sludge say?
Miss Harris sent me over with this hot soup for your father and said she hoped he'd soon get well.
My George, the bullet that choked Billy Patterson.
Sometimes at dusk when the last faint light of day fades in pale blue ribbons across the horizon... I lay a dream in the
telephone.
I'll get it.
Won't you go fetch your poor sick father a tablespoon, Calpaster?
Sure.
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Kiefer. He's fine. No, he's fine as can be. And none of us are ill. No. No, that's a mistake. I guess Miss Brighton got started around. Uh-huh. Sure. Well, thanks for calling, Miss Kiefer. Certainly. All right. All right, Miss Kiefer. Goodbye.
Screw down my coffin lid, kiddo. The light hurts my eyes.
As she said, how's Mr. Gook?
Huh?
Miss Kiefer says, how's Mr. Gook? All tight in the throat and scared.
My gosh.
Darnest thing you ever heard?
Yeah.
I tell Miss Brighton my husband sniffled at the dinner table. She tells the next person she meets Mr. Gook has a cold. That person tells another person Mr. Gook has a bad cold. Then it's a very bad cold. Then Mr. Gook is sick. Then Mr. Gook is awful sick. Then he's awful, awful sick. Then he's not expected to live.
Hot soup!
Then...
Oh, goody, goody, hot soup.
No.
Hot soup, friend.
Oh, Miss Scott?
Miss Ray Visco.
This is getting ridiculous.
People must be falling all over each other out and back with their hot soup.
Here's a bowl of hot soup for your father, and I hope he's soon back on his feet.
Lay it on the library table with the rest.
Okay.
Goodness.
Power of suggestion is beginning to work.
How you mean?
Well, a quarter of an hour ago, I felt great. I said I felt great. Remember me saying I felt great?
Yeah.
Well, now I don't seem to feel so great. Every half-wit and their brother standing around insisting the guy is about to topple over in his grave makes the guy begin to be conscious of vague yet disturbing symptoms. My stomach hurts me, and my head seems a trifle feverish. Across my chest is a...
Doorbell's ringing.
Front one this time.
Yeah. I can see through the window who it is.
Miss Elder?
No, Miss Call.
Is she carrying something?
Uh-huh.
Hot soup?
Hot soup.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. You know, when it comes to making cakes, I don't have to tell you that one promise of a tempting, delicious cake is a satin-smooth cake batter. And that's one of the benefits you get with New Sure Mix Crisco. Yes, ma'am. Crisco gives you a smoother batter than you ever dreamed possible. There's none of that separating or curdling you get so often with other shortenings. In a recent independent test, Crisco was compared to every favorite shortening being used in hundreds of homes from Toronto to Los Angeles. And what happened? Well, just listen. When those families voted which cakes they liked best, the vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. Those families said Crisco cakes were lighter and tasted better. So order Crisco today, and remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for New Sure Mix Crisco. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Mel Allen speaking.